With anti-war protesters marching, chanting, and singing in the streets from Asia to Europe to the United States this weekend, President Bush took off to a remote Atlantic Ocean island to meet with America's two closest allies to prepare for a possible war against Iraq. Bush arrives today in the Azores for a summit conference with British Prime Minister Tony Blair and Spanish Prime Minister José María Aznar. Their meeting has been described as a turning point, from courting reluctant allies to moving toward taking military action to disarm the regime of Saddam Hussein. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us by satellite phone from the tarmac at the U.S. Air Base in the Azores. Hi, Don.
Hi, Leanne.
Can you tell us why the Azores for this meeting?
It really is the closest thing to a central meeting point for these three leaders. We're 900 miles into the Atlantic off Portugal, a couple thousand miles from the U.S. The leaders, Bush and Aznar and Blair, are going to meet up in the mountains here. It's a club called the Top of the Rock Club. And I can tell you there will be no protesters outside the Top of the Rock Club. And that's certainly one reason why they're here.
Is this a meeting to plot further diplomacy or to make final arrangements for going to war?
The White House says this is absolutely not a war council, as critics have charged. They say it's one last effort, one final attempt. There won't be any war planning going on here. They're trying to figure out if there's some sort of a compromise they can find that might lead to some success, perhaps, at the United Nations. But it's also, it seems, just as likely that they will come out of here very prepared to go to war, perhaps soon.
So the Bush administration has come to the conclusion that more attempts to line up support in the UN Security Council are dead.
They don't say that officially, but that's really the only conclusion you can come to when you look at the kind of things they've been saying lately. All compromises put forth by the undecided UN Security Council member nations are shot down quickly. None of the countries that are undecided have been invited here to this summit where they're going to talk about options. So they're not looking for their input there. And even in the president's radio address this weekend, he said there's little reason to hope that Saddam Hussein will disarm.
So why the continuing show of diplomacy if the United States contends it doesn't need a UN resolution to take military action against Iraq?
The White House says because they went through the UN that they want to carry this through, that they would like UN support, again, even though they say they don't need it. But this summit really is less for President Bush than it is for Tony Blair. In Britain, the opposition is overwhelming, making it a very difficult situation for Blair. It's similar for Spain's Aznar. So they really do need to show that they did all they could to try to avoid a war.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne in the Azores. Don, thank you very much.
Thank you.